أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولكم في القصاص حياة يا أولي الألباب لعلكم تتقون. In this ayat, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala explained that taking a life for a life, a person who killed somebody else, taking his life, the murdered person's life, in there is life for you people, for all, the whole community, and so that you can live with taqwa. That is, when a life is taken, justice is done, everyone feels pleased. And also the people, the person who was killed, his family people could vent their anger in various ways over the limit also, and cause a lot of other trouble. Like when the Arabs, before this Islamic law came, before Islam came, just because one person was killed, the tribes, the two families would go to war, and that war would last centuries, and they would take lives of one another. So in place of that, you take one life, and now they feel justice is done, and the family of the murdered people also feel satisfied. So Islamic law is very, very perfect law. And related to this, in another aspect, is also the question of stoning to death. When a person commits adultery, then he must be stoned to death. That also the West, the enemies of Islam, portrayed in a very negative way. And unfortunately, and for that reason we mention it here, that many Muslims also, with that mind, with that frame of mind of the West, they also regard it as, na'uzu billah, barbaric and outdated. It shouldn't take place. But that is, as Allah Ta'ala says, this is for those people who have got very, very superficial, very shallow understanding. They think like that. But people of deep understanding will see the great wisdom in that. That, for example, that the reality of it is, nobody in the world likes that anyone must commit adultery with his wife, with his mother, with his sister, with his daughter. Everyone abhors it to the core, that how can this happen? We cannot tolerate it at all. So Islam has made all the precaution that it does not take place. That first of all, وَقَرْنَا فِي بُيُوتِكُنْ. The first command and the original command is that women should remain within their homes. They should not be seen anywhere outside. So then there is no question of any type of that a person desires for another woman. When he doesn't see her at all, he doesn't know about her, she is confined in her house, he doesn't know anything about her, there is no question of having any relationship with her. If she has to emerge from her house for a necessity, that Islam has permitted, but then she emerges with herself completely covered, and no adornment whatsoever on her, nothing that can attract other men, no jewelry, whether it is jewelry that can be seen or jewelry that can be heard, trinkets, etc. When she walks and the sound of it comes, all that is forbidden also. And in fact, when she goes out, she should go in an untidy way, so that there is no attraction whatsoever. Unfortunately, we don't understand it, and women who observe parda also, but they also, because of the shallow understanding, they beautify themselves when they go. The very burqa also, the hijab, the jilbab, that also is pretty with all types of fancy designs on it, which defeats the very object. And then also she should go with a mihram. Whenever a man sees a woman alone, his niyat and his ideas become filthy. But if there is a man with her, a mihram, then a person is on his guard. And a person doesn't fall prey to all this evil. So Islam has taken all that precaution. And then finally, that if the adultery has to take place, then the punishment is of stoning to death. Just that law has to be passed, and 99% of adultery will come to an end. when everyone will fear that, and we know that a person does get caught, if there is proper system, then the perpetrator is found, and then he will be given his punishment. And the punishment, not in privacy that he will be stoned to death, but in public. And the public will be invited to stone that person or that woman to death who have committed adultery. Though, on the other hand, the Islam is such a balanced religion that the evidence for the stoning, for penal punishment, it is very, very strict. The evidence must be 100% watertight. There can be no doubt left whatsoever. But anyway, when that does take place and the stoning takes place, then the whole community, in fact the whole world, will be taken aback, and they will control themselves, and then a man will never say that my desires overpower me and I couldn't help it. As our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gives a very beautiful example, that if a person is very angry with his wife, so angry that he says, I'll make mincemeat out of you, I will smash you to smithereens, and he's very, very angry. Suddenly there's a knock on the door. When he peeps through the peephole, he sees it's his two brothers-in-law, and both of them are in the military, and they are in the military dress also, and they've got their guns, etc. also with them. Immediately all that anger just disappears, and now he begs his wife for forgiveness, that these things do happen, that don't worry about it. Now it plays a complete different tune. So in other words, this is what we say, that I'm overpowered, whether it is by drugs or by depression or by anything else, my lust overtakes me. I just can't control myself. This is shaitan making a big fool out of that person. And shaitan laughs at that person that he's saying all this. Just a little bit of a reality has to come, and then he comes to his senses. So just like that, when people say that my lust overtakes me and I can't control myself, and I just look at woman and I can't take myself, my eyes off woman, this is all shaitan playing great havoc and making a big fool out of that person. A person can, and Islamic law and the way Islam has said things, to present a pure society. If there is, if people, like in the West today, there are very, very few people can say that really this is my son or this is my daughter, because of not observing Islamic law, from parda, from not controlling the eyes, and from not having this punishment of stoning to death, the vast majority don't know exactly if this is my real father or not, or is somebody else my father. The whole system is completely gone upside down. And because of that, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, they have made old age homes like foul runs, will put all their parents there because they got no feeling, because it's not their real parents. It's not their real father. So they go and put the father, because they got now no feelings for him. So they will go and put him in an old age home, and once a year, they Parents' Day or something, they'll go and visit him, take some presents for him, which is totally wrong, all this. So this is the result of all this. On the other hand, Islam presents a pure way that when parents even become old, they become disabled, they can't see to themselves, the children with great love look after themselves. So how much there is the proper lineage is in order, that really it is the blood of the father in the child, then the child will look after his father. But if the father's blood is not in the child, it is some other man, then he hasn't got that feeling for his parents. So Islam has safeguarded society in every way, whether it is with regard to murder, killing, robbing, hijacking, etc., or whether it is with regard to the dirty and filthy sin of adultery. And nobody likes adultery in anything. Even if milk is adulterated, water is added, nobody likes that also. Ghee, if it is not pure, and it is some other mixture in it, nobody, and if somebody sells it to you, you get very angry that he robbed us. He sold us adulterated things. Nobody likes adultery in any way whatsoever. Islam is the only religion that has protected it completely and perfectly. But the necessity is that from the religion, it must come into the lives of the followers of Islam. If these laws come into our lives and we follow these laws, then the world will see the beauty. But unfortunately, when we also sing the song of the non-believers and we also say, na'uzubillah, that it's barbaric and that it's outdated and it cannot be practiced nowadays, then we are saying that Islam is gone to the archives. And we need a new type of Islam now. That Islam of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are saying it's not acceptable. Whereas Allah says only one Islam is accepted, and that is the Islam of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the Sahaba ikram. Many of us who regard ourselves as religious and pious, but in these things we have got great deficiency. In our iman there is great deficiency. We show a great show of amal, of namazes also, of piety in our dressing also, our talking also, we show we are very pious, but Islam in reality hasn't even touched us. So it is necessary that we understand the proper Islam, and that Islam, not only that we believe in it, we practice in it also. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.